Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
CBS had the note there right at the top about Amazon saying, okay, certain politicians are going to rip our idea. Then we're going to take a little $3 billion toy and we're going somewhere else. The statement was, after much thought and deliberation, we've decided not to move forward with our plans to build headquarters for Amazon in Long Island City, Queens. This was their pursuit, remember, of their second headquarters. And they end up going to two locations. But you had a number of politicians who had complained about it, about the money the city and state were coming up with, the $3 billion in subsidies, even though you had the mayor on board, de Blasio, you had the governor on board, Cuomo, not exactly two right-wingers, but individuals to say, we think that the total impact is worth it. We watch this all the time in this town too, Adam, where the debate on, you know, it gets more coverage than anything when it's a sports team, right? But we make accommodations for businesses endlessly. And some people are just so of the mindset, treat every business just like every citizen. I don't get a break when I drive home to Plymouth or Invergrove or Crystal, so why should anybody? And it can be infuriating when you see the world's wealthiest guy who now needs money before he goes somewhere, that plays leverage, plays the blackmail game. But in a lot of these places, it does pay off. And to act like it doesn't in certain times, I just completely disagree with you. That doesn't mean every single deal. The deal, I'll give you a prime example. The deal the Vikings received, I thought was way too favorable to the Vikings. Considering the power of the NFL, what was taking place, how quickly they recouped their money. I think the Twins deal is very different. I think that's worked out in a much more equitable way. But we do this for businesses. And if people think there isn't a significant factor and benefit to having businesses, I massively disagree. I just think this one, Carter, was so much under the spotlight. When seemingly by the day Amazon, another $100 million, whatever it might be, and that if you wanted to do something different, as opposed to set up in another big city, by the way, mainly a liberal city, go to some place where Amazon could revolutionize that town. Going to Brooklyn, right there in New York City, is that going to change New York that much? Now, yeah, you're bringing in a great deal of workers, but not like if you picked, heck, you could pick here, although we really didn't even try because the Dayton felt like if he pursued Amazon, you'd have to make some great package offer to Best Buy and Target. But to me, it's twofold, Adam. It's, if you're going to do this, then you better be just consistent all the time. And you better decide, nope, businesses, we're not going to do a damn thing for you in any way. Even though in many times this benefits over and over and over again. And I'd say to Amazon where they blew it is that they didn't go somewhere which is so counter to what they said they were looking to do. Do you think this sets a precedent, Adam, with a company like this basically saying, fine, you're complaining about us, we're going to leave, or it's just a one-off because Amazon is right now just such a one-off company?
I don't know. I mean, a lot of people argue, you know, like whether it's a team or a company that they're just bluffing about that. But it obviously shows that, no, they will, in fact, say thank you, but thanks, but no thanks. And so, yeah, it's surprising, not really. But, I mean, I think it sets some precedent for other companies to do similar things.
All right, we're going to get to our last here on Valentine's Day. Adam gets to be part of it here. Our last Valentine's Day giveaway gift certificate, $50 Sherry's Berries, $50 Pro Flowers on Valentine's Day, and it's pretty simple. It is Valentine's Day, okay? It is Valentine's. Yeah, you're right, Queens, you know, where the location is. Just my mistake. Why are you the person on Valentine's Day where you should get this gift? On the day when you have not planned ahead, why are you the person? Why is your scenario the one on Valentine's Day itself where you should get either a $50 gift card from Sherry's Berries or a $50 gift from Pro Flowers? You decide. It could be funny. It could be amusing. It could stun us. It could be sad. It could bring in a lot of people. But something unique about here you go on the day of Valentine's Day that you and your situation stands out, and you should still get this $50 gift card that you can give to somebody important in your life, and their two fabulous companies, Pro Flowers and Sherry's Berries. Again, we're doing it through phone calls, so you better call in right now. 651-989-9226. 651 989-9226. Here's Adam right now. The latest news of the last few moments, what a lot of people expected. We'll get your calls in just moments here. Just want to give you this quick update. Mitch McConnell, the majority leader, saying the president will sign the bill that came together from the negotiations, but at the same time, he's going to declare a national emergency right then and there. And as he is hinted at now for weeks and weeks and weeks, even before the shutdown, during the shutdown, that I'm going to get my money no matter what. And so he's going to take the $1.375 billion, a little bit of a drop from the $25 billion he could have had earlier, and he's going to declare a national emergency and take the money from other areas. I think you're going to see plenty of Republicans who are disagreeing with the president on this one. And I think we're going to have to zero in on where he's taking that money from when he continues to tell us these are less important areas. Because some of the places rumored, some of the money still going to people dealing with the fires in California or the fallout in Puerto Rico. And we're going to say those don't matter as much as the wall. I think that's sad. And by the way, a lot of his party doesn't agree with him.
Well, and the lawsuits, I mean, oh, yeah. Puerto Rico's already, they've been waiting for this moment. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yep. Because you're going to see this challenge. And there are, by the way, legal scholars who think the president will win this. But how long will it take? And even if he thinks he's going to lose, can he still go back to his base and say, what more could I do? I was willing to shut down the government. I was willing to take money. Just elect me and elect more Republicans, and we'll get this deal done. So this is the news that the majority leader is saying that the president will sign the bill to avoid another shutdown, the compromise, in many areas. Okay, not just the wall, but the wall has been the president's deal. $1.375 billion. Call that Adam Carter money, and then declare a national emergency at the same time. Okay, why do you deserve the $50 gift certificate from Pro Flowers or Sherry's Berries? Adam Carter back. from his exotic location.
I'm calling it. Adam gets the votes.
That's what I was just going to say. Yeah. 100%. You have missed out on the total. I was just about to get the first caller, and they hung up. They might have told us the most amazing story ever, Adam. And once they heard you were the judge, what did they do? Hung up.
Yeah.
That's the effect you have on them. Val in St. Croix Falls. Val, are you a little concerned about your story now that you know Adam is the decider?
Oh, no.
No, you feel better about it?
No different. Welcome back, Adam.
Yep. Thank you.
All right.
I love all you guys.
Thank you.
It doesn't matter who I'm talking to.
I appreciate that. What's your story?
Well, first off, I suck at relationships, married and divorced 3 times.
So you know what
so
you are?
I'm not going to be getting any Valentine's from anybody unless I win this.
Val, you're resilient. I mean, right, Carter? I mean, she's willing to stick to it of this, you know?
So, my story is, it's not for me. I work 3 jobs. I surround myself with I have 10 dogs. Most are rescues. So who wants a dog, crazy dog lady, right? But one of my dogs, her other human mom, is in a facility. And she isn't doing well. I adopted her dog, and I found her. I take her dog down to see her every week, and then I end up working there. But I would love to give her flowers because she don't have anybody but her dog.
Oh, wow. That's a great story. All right.
Can I vote now?
All right. Val is go ahead. Val is one winner. I mean,
I know she's probably faking it, but she sold the crying. I mean, the acting is incredible.
Yeah, it would have been amazing if Adam said, that does nothing for me. Come on. Give me something else. How about something from your heart? All right, Val, enjoy that. And good luck finding number 4. Joe is in White Bear Lake. Joe, are you draining the water in White Bear Lake? Is it you?
Yeah, that's me.
It's that power.
That's a tough act to follow.
Yeah, but go ahead.
So, you know, craziest thing ever happened to me here. First time ever. I went to the bank, got 550s out. And, you know, I was going to buy my kids a little present, my mom present there, and my soon-to-be ex-wife a present. And, I went and stopped at Aldi's and to pick up a few groceries for my mom. And God only knows, I'll check my pockets, and I must have pulled out all the 50s, left them on the floor in the store, walked out, had no clue until I went to White Castle later in the day to buy some sliders, and I had no money. So it was kind of a frustrating day. First time it ever happened to me. I can put up with a lot of things in life, but when you lose money like that, my Lord, that drives you up the wall.
All right, game's over. Joe's going to win also. Val's going to win. I mean, how are we going to say no to those two people? Are you prepared to say no to Joe?
So we're giving away more than one?
Yeah, we got two.
Two?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I mean, that's a good story, too.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. I mean,
I'm not taking anything from Val.
No, Val is in.
No, I know.
You're the judge. I should.
No, I know. I just put.
Do you want to hear another story?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You're still stay on hold, Joe. Deb's in Blaine. Go ahead, Deb.
Hi. This is meant to be. I'm in my husband's car listening to you on the station that I don't, no offense, normally have on my car.
What?
And I hear you advertise this and where this would go. And I'm number 3 and you're going to do one more. My friends for over 40 years. Was recently diagnosed with perianal cancer of the abdomen and was given 1 year to live. And I would like this to go to them.
Deb, that's
if I were to win.
Absolutely. I wish your friends only the best. All right? It's another powerful story. Good luck to Adam trying to figure out which one here. Line 1, who do we have here?
Hey, it's Jim. Boy, I'm lame compared to these people.
Yeah,
but,
okay.
Wow.
You can have a different because I said they can be emotional, they can be funny. So funny or odd works too, Jim.
So, well, one first point is thank you for bringing out the mystification of mental illness. By the way you talk about it is darn powerful.
Well,
it's no idea how it helps.
By the way, it's every bit as powerful from Adam and Lindsay too. So, but I really appreciate you saying that.
No, well, you guys in general.
Yep.
So, So I screwed myself unintentionally here on Valentine's Day by the fact that my lovely girlfriend, in the first year for Valentine's Day, by the way, so it could be a biggie.
Yeah.
She's going to be out of town.
Oh.
And then she called me about an hour ago and says, oh, we got done with our project early. I'm going to be in tonight. Let's go out to dinner.
Yeah.
So what I was going to do is I was going to stack the deck by her coming back tomorrow and, of course, buying flowers tomorrow when they're much less money and I could buy a bigger
bouquet. Sure. Nothing wrong with that.
And not have the problems with the restaurants. Well, I don't have a reservation.
Yeah, right.
Which I'm sure I can find something. But, yeah, so I'm totally screwed on the flower thing.
Yeah, let's put him on hold. That's a good story too, Adam.
Yep.
I mean, this is why you get paid the big bucks. This is why you're the next superstar here. Who are you going to pick? We got Joe, we got Deb, and we got Jim. Jim's the...
So Val already got one, right?
Val's good.
Val has flowers to bring to the woman who needs a little cheer in her life.
Yep. Joe.
I sympathize with Joe with the 50s,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
That's sucks. I mean, you lose a bunch of cash.
Yep. Deb's got the friend.
Yeah, Deb, I mean, it's hard to, you can't pass with friends like that. I mean, the emotion, I've got to give it to Deb.
Yeah.
I think I'd be chastised if I wasn't.
If you went to Jim, you'd be tough.
Yeah, Jim's great story.
Oh, great story.
But, I mean, I think the day after works, you get lots of discounts on Valentine's Day stuff.
Yeah, that's your move. I mean, that's your move with Jen, you know, like December 26th, you guys celebrate it.
Mm-hmm.
You do like July 4th and July 8th with the fireworks. That's your move. All right, get the info from Deb, Joe, and Jim. Thanks so much for calling in. 24 past 2 on CCO. We decided to play the Jacksons Coming Back because I want to talk Michael Jackson here. So they're having a big Motown special airing in April. And Michael Jackson moonwalking in 1983 magically is not going to be a part of it. What do you think? No, Michael Jackson. We had the conversation before about, you know, the documentary, which at one point looked like HBO might be blinking. And now they're back on. But can you have Motown and the power of it without Michael Jackson and the Jackson 5? Nothing?
No.
Right? Now, if they did a comedy ode of the biggest names in comedy, would you include Bill Cosby?
Yes.
You still would, right? Maybe you want to, you can mention, by the way, what he was found guilty for, but I still think he should be a part of it. I read the Ryan Adams story.
Show me. Are we doing the 31 update? Do you want to do that?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's do it. 31 on the president saying he's going to sign a bill and declare a national emergency. Just an awful human being, right? The abuse of his wife, Mandy Moore, the belittling of her. You're not a good enough musician. Then with underage girls and what was taking place.
I applaud her for joining these women.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure that was not an easy decision to make. She's moved on. She's remarried. She's having an immense amount of success.
Yeah. Yep.
And it's interesting because now you hear about this and you're like, it makes sense where she was all those years.
Yeah. And it goes back to all these stories we talk about with abuse. How about the fact that the individual in South Carolina still has not claimed the 1.537 lottery jackpot. Can the three of us fake this thing somehow and head on down there? South Carolina's not happy because they would pay $61 million in state income taxes. South Carolina might fake it themselves. What if this person finds it the day after the deadline? That would be the worst, right?
Yes.
You'd rather
never want to know.
Exactly. But there would be a groundswell. If this person found it a day after, they still would, right? It's where is the cutoff. All right, Dara has just walked in the house. She'll be with us, as always, with plenty. But the president making a large announcement, Mitch McConnell with the news. Here's CBS. Dara in the house. It is Valentine's Day, and some folks are not up to speed. Let's be honest. It's snowing hard. Some people are going to try to pull the rabbit out of the hat and go home and act like they've planned this all along.
There are, in the Minneapolis skyways right now, people with buckets of flowers.
So yes.
If you want to pretend that you are always going to get a dozen roses.
Do it.
Time.
How about on the restaurant side? What's the likelihood that you could work your way into some of the nicer places around town?
I actually think it's not bad. I think it's not bad, mainly because we have a scourge of people quadruple booking themselves.
Yeah.
And so what is about to happen is that people are going to make their final decisions and dump on the dump. And so you're going to see a sudden flurry of things open up on the two websites that people book tables on. That would be Open Table
yep.
and Talk. I don't know if we've talked about Talk, T-O-C-K.
Yeah, tell me about that one.
Talk has slowly been making inroads into this market and has peeled off a number of important restaurants. So Spoon and Stable, Bellacore, St. Genevieve, P.S. Steak. It's run out of Chicago by a very esteemed restaurateur named Nick Kokonis. And everybody hates Open Table. Open Table costs tons of money, has a giant no-show problem. And people that are on Open Table all hate it. It's one of those things like, do you ever...
The restaurants hate it?
The restaurants hate Open Table.
Yeah.
And but they claim to have all the customers. Well, now Talk is coming in at, you know, a fifth the price and same service and peeling off the places that are...
Like, how do restaurants pay Open Table? I'm sure it depends upon...
You pay a basic fee to be on there at all. And then you pay, and that's a monthly fee, and then you pay $1 a restaurant after a reservation.
Okay.
And then you theoretically, like, don't pay them if people no-show, but then sometimes their accounting isn't very good and you end up paying for no-shows. Open Table has a big problem with no-shows, as you can well imagine.
So what do you do about that? How do you overcome that?
How do you overcome that if you're a restaurateur, or what do you? How do you overcome it if you're a guest? Because you're as a customer, that's what you're doing. You've decided.
No,
like,
there's
I'm gonna show
well,
my
no, own. I'm not saying we can't overcome guests if people decide they don't want. Right, you
no,
can't
you
do
really
it
can't.
unless all of a sudden you'd say if you don't show, you get fined, and then people just are going to do that.
Open but Table now says that they will ban people who no show four times in a year.
Do you think
all,
they do that?
Well. I don't know, and it's pretty easy to just come up with a new Gmail account and just start over. So it's a pretty
what?
It's a pretty lax policy, but four times seems like a lot. You know, if
yep.
you're holding a table open on a 8 o'clock on a Saturday night for a restaurant, that's
well, that's awful for these.
Bucks.
That's
yeah.
awful for restaurants, no doubt. But they've always had to deal with that, right?
Not as much. Think about how yeah. little effort it takes. You just hop on Open Table. You get four restaurant reservations. And then on the night, you just bail on a bunch of them.
I stole Dara's idea last week. I think it was last week or was it 2 weeks ago? You said, don't do Valentine's Day. Wait until restaurant week.
Oh, because it starts on the 17th.
Uh-huh. So next Friday night, John and I are doing our Valentine's Day dinner. Because of Restaurant Week.
Yeah. Restaurant Week values Savvy. Are amazing. And we have new functionality on the website. And you can now search if you're gluten-free or vegetarian or different categories like that. So that's kind of groovy.
Okay. You've got some other ideas, though, for Valentine's Day.
There are so many. The staff put together this just really – it's one of those lists you just scroll for an hour. There's so many things on them. I like there's just so many things. People had so many ideas. There's a vino and vinyl night with Al Green Records, like vinyl, and then sparkling wine night. There's Up-Down Arcade in the Lynn Lake neighborhood. This is my favorite Valentine's offering. $35 gets you 6 tall boys. We got a lot of tall boys.
That's pretty good.
A heart-shaped pizza and 80 game tokens. So, like, is that a...
That sounds pretty fun.
It does. And a fanny pack. And a fanny pack. Just to
cut out on the fanny pack.
More. You're out of the fanny pack.
Although they're making a bit of a surge, right?
Well, apparently.
Lindsay, aren't they coming back?
I brought one to St. Thomas and wore it everywhere.
Yeah?
You did?
I did, yes.
Well, I think that's what you got to put your 80 game tokens in.
yeah, something to carry them around, right?
One of the breweries in town is making a full on roller rink, so they say. So that's I don't know. If you want to see all the stuff. Oh, and erotic poetry, the 25th annual. This is one of those things. I've lived here a long time.
Now, maybe how the love doctor. Not, well, that maybe that's where the love doctor came to town.
How did I not know that Kieran's has been hosting erotic poetry festival every Valentine's Day for 25 years?
No idea.
Well, exactly. So that's been happening. So, yeah, MSPMag.com. We have there's just, I mean, it's one of those lists, like, God bless the people that work with me that just must have spent a month putting this together. There's Bull's Horn is having that, you know, place that has the fancy juicy Lucy's. They're doing a dive bar prefix for $12 with wings and burger with chips and a pudding. So that's
So I watched a little bit of Top Chef last night, getting caught up on some of them. Are you still convinced that Justin, our handsome hog guy, is going to win? Just because everything else he's done post that?
I now have further intel that, and they're like so embargoed, but he is, if you look at the TV schedules, he's in every episode up until the last episode.
Okay.
So that means one of two things. He's either won or he's, you know, runner up.
Yeah, right? he's lost at the end. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm pretty, I'm convinced it's one of those two things. I hope he won. He's a great talent. I love him. You know,
he's very likable on the show.
He's very likable in real life, and he's just, you know, dude started working at a Chipotle in Mankato, and you know, worked at Meritage, and worked at that, you know, Brasserie Centrale, the Brief, you know, and it was just put
I
in
the place
hours.
Was okay the few times I went to.
Oh, Zentral, I was really good. It had a, you know, certain Middle European direction haute, you know, that's not for all people. But, you know, as far as Justin Sutherland goes, he has just been laboring. You know, he built Handsome Hog. The guy deserves a lot. You know, he came out of cooking school and just went straight to the Food Channel or whatever, the Home Shopping Network, to just learn food styling. So, I mean, in Minnesota, you got to give it up to someone who just puts their head down and just works and works and works and works.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
So,
well, and I think Handsome Hog's great. We talk a lot about Q Fanatic. This is, hold on a second. This is.
Well, la-dee-da.
Shout out to my gal who knows how much I love Q Fanatic.
Love Q Fanatic.
She had Q Fanatic delivered to me today.
Oh, for Valentine's?
Yeah.
Aw.
Yeah, it's very nice.
That's better than a dozen roses. A lot better than a dozen roses.
Well, not from Pro Flowers or Sherry's Berries, but that's just an aside. All right, you're suggesting that insiders are saying Valentine's Day as a whole, we're spending $3.5 billion?
I found two rival articles. So Business Insider says that we spend $3.5 billion. But then USA Today comes in and says, nope, $20 billion. So,
one makes more sense to you, Lindsay? $3.5 billion or $20 billion on a made-up holiday?
I think USA Today is folding in gifts. So then it's like, what about...
They count.
Did you see the crowd of people at the Hennepin County Government Center getting married today?
I covered it a few years ago. It's pretty fun.
And so then you think, like, are we counting the engagements, you know, there's going to be a lot of diamond rings tucked into creme brulees tonight.
Yeah,
it's such a waste. Men, don't propose on Valentine's Day,
and don't
too cliche.
Not that it's too cliche, but it's like it's already a day dedicated to love. Like
you're doubling up. It's like having a birthday.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's like birthday and Christmas. Why would you do that?
Well, don't hide your ring in food. I've heard so many stories of that just going poorly.
Oh, think about that. Just think about that. You whatever amount of money is a lot for you. I don't care if it's $50, whatever it might be. And then they're just chowing it down, and you're watching to wait where it kind of, I guess, clinks in their teeth, or they see it with the fork,
or they. They don't find it right away. Like, you know, like maybe you go into the cake and you don't go for the whipped cream. You go to the, you know, you start with the other part of it and then you just, and then like maybe you never get to it. And there, and then you have to be like, honey, don't you want to finish all the whipped cream?
Yeah.
And you just, so don't put rings in.
All right, let's go to the bathroom and see if we can find something here. Yeah. $20 billion. That's.
Or, three
of us need to come up with something where we can generate some of that money.
I know. USA Today also did, you know, they analyzed every state in the union, and they said that Minnesotans, we will spend $55 on dinner for two people tonight. To me, that seemed low. And they said the most expensive meal will be in Hawaii for $65. But I don't know.
That's the only that's a pretty small variation, right?
Well, then you go to like Alabama. It's yeah. Like, you know, oh, $38 wow. There goes something like that.
Alabama just signed up. You know, big fans of the show. So, thanks, dear.
So that seems like it's a I don't know. $55 even seemed low to me.
I don't think so for me, just because for a lot of people, it's not that big a deal, but they still go out somewhere.
Okay,
right?
I got all this data, so according to
Hold
USA
on.
Today.
We're going
to
tease on the data. Valentine's Day data from Darryl. Let's get to that. It's 47 past 2. That's your Lindis Construction Time Check. Time to call us for free home improvement estimates on windows and insulation. And by the way, call or text us if you have some engagement ring disaster involving putting food and something horrible happen. We take a text or phone call on that. We got about 7-8 minutes left in our show. Jordana in, I believe, the governor, Tim Walz, is on with Jordana right at the start. So stick around all throughout the afternoon. All right, give us some of this data that you have regarding Valentine's Day.
All right, again, USA Today says that only 1 in 3 of us actually celebrate Valentine's Day. So 2 of 3 Americans are not celebrating.
Okay, let's take that in. Let's go around the room. Does that surprise us? Lindsay, you're first. Does that surprise you that 2 out of 3 say made-up holiday, no big deal, or they're single, or they're so far into the relationship they don't care?
It does not surprise me because in all honesty, the only reason we're going out for Valentine's Day dinner is because the restaurant we want to go to is a place that's cheaper during restaurant week, so we're using it as an excuse.
Where
that's
are you
what
going?
Restaurant week
we're
is.
We're just going to... Fogo de Chao. John's wanted to go.
Perfect.
It's cheaper during restaurant week.
Yeah,
it is. That's what that's the point of restaurant week is that everything is cheaper. Getting people in during slow weeks.
The 2 out of 3 doesn't surprise me at all.
My kids are celebrating. Yeah. They are, you know, so grade school is, Valentine's Day is turned into the second Halloween, right? So they give everybody a class list and then kids sit down and they assemble Valentine's and then everybody puts out their shoebox, and everybody, if you have 27 kids in the class, you get 27 Valentines. And if you got 36 kids, you get 36 Valentines, and they all have a lollipop or a little bag of Skittles or something like that with them. And so they're celebrating.
Are we okay with that with the schools? Because the schools have shut down Halloween. They've shut down so many other things. Are we gonna start pulling back on this because we're worried about the candy and what it's going to do?
I was a kid. It had that more of Charlie Brown feeling of like you would go and you wanted a Valentine and you'd get maybe 2 or 3, you know, from a couple of girlfriends and they'd all be decorated. And that was the point was you're going to get, you know, and were you going to get any or were you going to, you know, maybe you would get one, an anonymous one. And so it had a lot more, you know, exclusion and drama and heartache and all that kind of stuff. But it wasn't. Like, this thing that my kids have is much more inclusive and much more boring. Like, is that a thing?
Well, it seems like that's where schools are going right now, that they're so worried about offending somebody,
it
right?
Better. I mean, you hate to be, the left-out kid. I mean, people are scarred. See Charlie Brown as an example of someone who's scarred for life. But it's, I don't know. I don't know. Is it better to just get a shoebox of 27, pro forma, little bundles of candy, or is it better to, you know, live your life in the hope of getting that one big mail?
I think when you're 8 years old, it's better for the 27, myself.
I was listening to a podcast the other day, and they were talking about that feeling when you were little, when someone came up to you, and they'd be like, Dara, I was talking to Chad, and he likes you. Or like, Dara, you'll never believe who likes you. And like that feeling. And I was like, God, that was an amazing feeling, but normally it ended really badly.
I was telling my...
that might open up the chapter of Lindsay's book right here.
You were like, when someone had a crush on you or like thought you were cute.
Yeah.
My 7th grader got lockers for the first time, and I was telling him like, when I was a kid, that was a big deal. People are always... putting notes in your locker, you know, like, do you like so-and-so? If so, check here. And my kid was so mystified. He was like, how do they get the combination?
Trump, you know. And then by the time they get to high school, nobody has a locker.
Is that true?
Yeah, I don't think anybody uses lockers anymore in most schools. Not every school, but...
Well, they still have them. They just don't use them.
Yeah, they don't use them.
Oh, where are you going to put your coat?
Backpacks.
Backpacks, and they just want to... take them with them all the time.
Oh, okay. You know. I don't know.
Okay, this stat you have about organics.
Oh, shocker.
Yeah.
This was a shocker.
It should be tempting for all of us, right? I mean, when you think about the power of this.
Well, that's been the big question about organics for the longest time. Like, are we just doing this to, like, help the environment and have pollinators? Or is there going to be, like, in my body, I'm not going to get cancer? Well, they just did a very simple study, got a bunch of people to switch to organics. Within a week, people's body, like the pesticide, kind of gross, pesticide in their urine, went down 60%. And you think, like, we don't talk a lot about how we have pesticides in our urine because we eat so much pesticides. We don't even realize, like, pesticides and herbicides. But, you know.
How much of a push is there in our society right now to further eliminate pesticides?
Very little. There's we have so much of that culture of, like, Monsanto doubling down and, like, you can never test to see if there's glyphosate in food. You can never test. The tests are too difficult because it's perfectly safe. It's like, well, it's perfectly safe. They just did a farm worker study and they found that people that work with glyphosate out in the fields, 41% higher chance of getting non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. There are 9,000 lawsuits right now against Monsanto for different cancers. I mean, we're living in an age where we will just apparently for no reason take anyone's word for it. They're like, oh, everything's safe, it's fine, don't look behind the curtain. Like, why?
We're in the era of dumb science. And here's what I mean, to be honest. People are dumb if they don't believe in science. You know, and we just like to push back against it because it's government control, or this happened 300 years ago or 5,000 years ago. It's just repeating itself. Now, how realistic is it for people to add notably more organics into their eating plan? Is it that expensive?
It is more expensive, you know, but if you're pregnant, I would say, you know, switch as much as you can, as fast as you can, because there's a, you know, the people that are really at risk are the developing brains and developing people. So pregnant people, people who are trying to get pregnant, and infants, toddlers, you know, that continuum, people that are growing, little kids.
Yep.
That is the most important. And
if I don't exercise more, I'm going to be growing too.
And if you, well, your brain isn't. Your
no,
brain isn't
well, it should.
But the, you know, and then the question, we didn't talk about this either because so much has been going on, but the farm bill actually passed.
Yes.
With a ton of support for small organics, and that is fantastic. A lot of funds to help people. It's very expensive to switch your production as a farmer to organics. You'd have about 3 years that are kind of messed up while you're making the switch. A lot of money just got transferred into support for those people. And I think, you know, I don't know, the science is so in. I would not eat a lot of pesticides if I could avoid it.
Yep.
You know, why would you?
You have 15 seconds to preview Saturday's show.
Got the first Marie Kondo-trained lady in the state, Little Ness. She's going to come on. We're going to talk about kitchen reorganization. Does it spark joy, or is it spark more joy to have, like, too many cups? That's what I think.
She's dominating the world right now. Thank you, Dara.
Thank you.
We're done. We're back tomorrow at noon. Drive safe. Enjoy the afternoon. Check out the podcast, WCCRadio.com/chat.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.